place to be.
Well, as you can see, I have created a lemon ball so sour, it can only be safely contained in a magnetic field. The candy, known as 77X42, is great. Where the hell is the candy?
I don't know.
DJ Gower.
Wait a minute!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass ball!
Rhyme.
And treason.
Episode 224 coming at you. This is Science Deniers.
That's right, folks. If science was real, God wouldn't have invented it.
Yep, a lot of denial of the science in America at this point. Yeah, man. Nobody wants to listen to the facts.
The world is just supported by a series of turtles stacked one on top of each other, right? It's just turtles all the way down, right?
That's true. And the dinosaur bones are only 6,000 years old. I heard that.
Not even, man. They're like 60 days. They're made in plaster casts in some thing. And then people went around and just buried them in the 50s, just trip people out, you know?
Like to give a shout out, hydroxychloroquine. Does it help the corona? Does it not? The president uses it every day. He probably knows something we don't. Just saying.
Obviously, it gives you a luscious head of hair.
That's, I didn't know that. So, interesting side effect.
Yeah, it's got that beautiful coif, you know?
Absolutely. Anyway, we're doing this shit via the computer again. And yeah, man, my computer is a piece. It's getting worse by the podcast. like, the thing's plugged in. It says it won't charge, and, like, it brings up this thing every time I plug it in. So, the struggle is real. We're still doing this 10 years later. I'd like to give another shout-out. The old Alpine Beer Company. Nelson
the
IPA.
Duet.
Nelson IPA.
The Alpine Duet. Oh, the Nelson. Yeah, that's tasty.
Have you had that shit?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah. Quite delicious there.
Yeah, that's good. I've been crushing them all weekend. Saturday morning. Of course I have, right? As the Dodgers destroy the Giants once again.
doing a social distancing garage sale today. That's pretty interesting.
How does that even work?
Well, I mean, everyone's got to wear a mask. And, you know, if you want to buy something, you got to pay me via, like, PayPal or Venmo or pay me exact cash. I ain't giving you change, dog.
Now there's a dog barking in the background because, yeah, Gower's Vocals will always have some. Come on.
That's right, folks. This is a multi-million-dollar studio.
Yeah,
here.
Shit. Anyway, we're going to play some music now, all science-based tracks, because why don't we just listen to the science shit? Read the stats, the facts. No one will. I don't get it.
Well, there's no such thing as facts when you deny truth, right?
Yep, weird time to be alive. I don't know what to say. Anyway, here comes some science music. All right, rhyme.
And the...
I'll stop running in the halls.
Table of elements of freezing.
Stop running in the halls, sir. Anthony, get the class. You're never gonna become a college student if that ain't.
Got it. Fucking science. Fucking science, bro.
Lapo, check. Goggles, check. Nodules, check. Fucking science, bro.
Hiya, lads. Welcome to science class. Wow, quit writing raps in your log sheet. No one's gonna sign your ass. Okay, let's get scientific. Fossil fuels come from years and years of biodecomposition. It's really just scientific. Why didn't all the fossils turn to oil? Some did, some didn't. Anyway.
Didn't Rockefeller pay a scientist off the year Geneva Convention?
Wait, what was that? You wanna come up here in front of class? What, you wanna teach? You really think you're smarter than me? No, sir. Sit down. Here's your homework on the atom bomb and the world war. How it affected us standing out.
Well, I seen the footage and I really just want some answers. How does someone film an atomic bomb and it doesn't destroy the camera? I mean, I was just...
Bro!
Bro, I'm just saying. I mean, I just... I don't know.
Fucking science, bro!
Lapo, okay. Check. Goggles, check.
Science.
All right. Nodules, check.
Fucking science, bro! Welcome to history! We evolved from Neanderthals. That is no mystery!
Well, why are there no monkey fossils?
What, are you kidding me?
I'm just saying, I just...
Should've learned that way back in elementary!
Man, this nigga don't know what the fuck he's
what?
Talking about.
I have a diploma. Do you have a diploma? Or we're learning this all that my wife is a lawyer. We both have a daughter. She's doing fine with the things that we taught her.
I'm just using the scientific method. Did we evolve from Electronica Boy or Homo erectus? And all of the fossilized footprints in the fossil records don't show a line of thrust. That's not consistent with compression.
What the fuck did he just say?
Yeah, okay, smartass. This is real knowledge. Save all the hippie shit for art class. It's really starting to bug me on this one. Gonna have to trust me on this one. I've done the studies on this one. A little rusty on this one.
I mean, why can't you just answer my question on the subject?
Man, it's not in the fucking book. It's not up for discussion.
Science.
I fucking love science. I love science.
Lapo, check. Goggles, check.
Fucking science, bro.
Damn, must have been the hell of them stegosaurus. It's over century burning fossil fuels. Still ain't no shortages. I ain't saying I'm Neo, but I'm nothing short of a Morpheus. Fuck, thought this was a globe. I gotta check my coordinates. You could blame my disorderly conduct on my subordinates. If it ain't no Coriolis, who's to blame for New Orleans? Why the poorest people always get extorted by corporate giants? We don't boycott, we buying, and I find it unfortunate. Yeah, me plus you plus her plus her, that's four. Bring your worst and I'm gonna bring much more. Leave your nerves, your skirt both at the door.
Add it up.
In case you know, cuz.
Fucking science, bro.
Well, Earthshine is much brighter than moonshine.
Fucking science, bro.
That
moonshine.
goggles, moonshine, nodules, moonshine,
fuckers,
moonshine.
How many fingers am I holding up? Come back competing if you bold enough. Bobby Ray don't give no ounce of fuck. Your team is weak, beat your bouncer up.
Three lines await you all.
I'm Neil deGrasse Tyson, bitch.
Wake up! Take the pillow from your head and put a book in it! It's time for the massive BDP crew at the top of the pile! Ha ha! Make up my bed, break up the bread and said, scratching my head, why am I so damn intimidating? Is it because of laws designed to keep us waiting and waiting, thus hating all forms of a setback? Get back if you can't understand a rap act. This is the language of the people ready to hear the truth. I got no juice, cause I'm not getting juice. To have juice means you kiss and lick a lot of booty. To have respect means you simply knew or knew me. Heard what I had to say and felt the soul, you'd say that too. I'm not down with a juice crew, but anyway, I say today the message I create is great. I don't preach hate, I simply get the record straight. Word. It's not the fault of the black race that we are misplaced. We're robbing and killing your own medicine, you taste. You're both from a race on the concept of violence. Now in 90 you want silence, well I want science. Not silence, but science. Scientific fact about black. The Board of Education acts as if it's only reality. It's talking about a Tom, Dick, and Harry. So now you learn your black history as questions and answers. Every question but the Black Panthers. Timbuktu existed when the caveman existed. Why then isn't this listed? Is it because the black man is the original man? Or does it mean humanity is African? I don't know, but these sciences are hidden. For some strange reason it's forbidden to talk about or converse on a political upburst. I don't believe that I'm the first, or should I say the first one? Or the first one that's done? Music like I'm still number one. But music like that or this is the incredible uplift. Those that oppose get this. But who will oppose the teacher when society's a rat? So check, the black man's in effect. Valleys in Asia lies the Garden of Eden, where Adam became a father to humanity. Now don't get mad at me, but according to facts, it seems it's fantasy. Cause man, the most ancient man, was found thousands of years before Adam began. And when he was found again, they can't laugh at ya. It's right then smack in Africa. But due to religious and political power, we must be denied the facts. Every hour we run to school trying to get straight A's. Let's take a trip way back in the day to the first civilization on earth, the Egyptians, giving birth to science, mathematics, and music, religion, the list goes on, you choose it. Egypt was the land of spiritual blessing. Egypt was the land of facts, not guessing. People from all over the world had come to learn from Egypt, Egypt number one. So people that believe in Greek philosophy, know your facts, Egypt was the monopoly. Greeks had learned from Egyptian masters. You might say prove it, well here's the answers. 640 to 322 BC originates Greek philosophy. But in that era, Greece was at war with themselves and Persia once more. Any philosopher at that time was a criminal. He'd be killed, very simple. This indicates that Greece had no respect for science or intellect. So how the hell you created philosophy when you kill philosophers constantly? The point is that we descend from kings, science, art, and beautiful things. African history is the world's history. This is the missing link and mystery. Once we realize that all are African, white, this is going black and laugh again. So judge not, least ye may be judged. For the judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. Matthew 7, first verse doesn't budge. No man should walk the earth in sludge. If you don't believe, you can go and check to see how and where the black man's in effect.
That's what kind of man I am. You're just a woman with a small brain. With a brain a third the size of us. It's science.
And in those feet in ancient times, caught on America's pastures of green. And did that anthropocentric god wane with their thoughts and beliefs all unseen? I don't think so. He's up there with the others laying low, lying with those who you traded your life to bless your soul. And have they told you how to think? Cleanse your mind of sepsis and autonomy. Or have you escaped from scrutiny and regaled yourself with depravity? Now we all see religion's just synthetic frippery, unnecessary in our expanding global cultural efficiency. Now we all fear this impasse we have built to our future. Ever so near, and oh so
in our lab, looking through the microscope. The little glass sides, they never lie. How can this fall like cold? I've never seen anything like it before. This amoeba's got a mind of its own. But don't turn your back to stupid science world. This is reaching for the telephone. Thing. Heart knows it's alive. Better off dead if you only knew your growing life's taking a dive. I've never seen anything like it before. This amoeba's got a mind of its own. But don't turn away, you stupid science world. This is reaching for the telephone.
Episode 224 coming at you. This is Science Deniers.
Nothing's real. I deny it all.
We're
this
all
podcast in- isn't even real because the internet's not real because the internet was made by science.
We're all so living therefore. In a simulation.
Yeah, it's the Matrix, get- bro.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Just follow the white rabbit, dude.
Keanu Reeves. One hell of an actor. Bill and Ted Part 2 or 3. I can't wait.
Oh, it's going to be epic.
Wanted to see it in a theater, but again, Corona.
Yeah, I mean, I think, movie theaters seem kind of like a... passe idea anyway, right?
Like, I still love going to them.
There's certain movies that you kind of want that big screen experience with, right? You know, big action movie or, you know, science fiction, right? Because science isn't real, so science fiction. And, you know, those are great to go see in the theater, right? But, like, you don't need to see Forrest Gump in the theater or whatever, or Dances with Wolves, or, you know, like, there's certain movies that just, like, you know, it's a good story or whatever. It doesn't need to be seen in the theater. You don't need to buy a $25 bag of fucking popcorn to go along with it. Like,
yeah,
and get rid
of, I mean,
all the way to and from the door. Like,
the summer blockbuster was amazing. THX sound. Anyway, I digress.
I'm honestly half surprised that movie theaters hadn't gotten to the point where they were charging people like a dollar to flush the toilet or something.
Yeah, no, well.
And so, you know, where I was going with this, though, is that I hope that because of all of this, right, because they're just getting their asses handed to them and making zero money, right, that when things start to open back up, that they actually do things that, like, you know, make people want to come instead of, you know, making people feel like it's just, you know, I don't know. I'm not going to the fucking opera. I'm just saying that. Like, I'm going to a movie. I don't need all this fancy shit. Like, just give me a movie.
The Chico Theater started selling beer. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you could get a IPA and... Gower's got some more interruptions on his side of the computer. It's got to be birds or dogs.
DJ Mrs. Gower says hello.
So anyway, science, man. Why don't people listen to it or trust it? That's,
you know, it's yeah, you know, what are you going to do? You know, it's people want to listen to opinions and listen to things that, you know, maybe coincide with their own ideologies instead of like facts and evidence and proof, right? So they just push all that other stuff away so that all they see is what they want to believe.
That's true. Yeah. Crazy.
You know, and I think our, you know, social media is a huge problem with that, right? Because if I go on social media and I post something that says, you know, Donald Trump is the worst president ever, and, you know, I dislike him strongly. Well, there's probably going to be a handful of people that leave some sort of diatribe of a comment, 500-word essay that, you know, explaining why I'm wrong. Then there's going to be another handful of people that want to block me or, you know, unfriend me or whatever because they don't agree with what I'm saying. Well, what this does is it creates a vacuum and it creates this like insulation of like an echo chamber where things only are in agreement with what you want them to be and only support the things that you want to believe to be true instead of what is true.
DJ Gower's shirt is inside out. I gotta call you out on it, dude.
It looks like it is, but it's not.
As oh, you can okay.
See here by the pocket button.
What kind of shirt is that?
Inside out design, bro.
I guess.
That's what happens when your wife buys you a shirt and says, damn, you look good in that.
Don't let it happen. Anyway, Science Tracks coming at you. But yeah, I do kind of hate the how science will, you know, they'll just do experiments and stuff with no conscious, you know, moral conscious, progressing crazy technologies that could harm the world in the future without thinking about it because they can do it.
Yeah, I mean, I know, I'll try and find the tune so we can throw it in the mix here, but there's a 311 song where they kind of talk about
technology.
They talk about technology in a way that it's like technology isn't good or bad. It's about what we choose to do with it, right? So they say, like, people want gold. People want platinum. People want, like, these fine and fancy things, right? Like, but he's like, but what we really ought to do is figure out ways to master silicon and fiber optic connections and whatever's beyond. Like, we need to expand ourselves and grow beyond the desire to have these tangibles and whatever. Like, we're better than all of this. We need to expand our consciousness, and we can only do that through science.
Yeah, that's crazy. Everybody says by the time we die, you'll be able to download your brain into a simulation type life and live forever. Crazy shit.
What was that, like, what's that show on Netflix or whatever?
It was on Amazon. I'm trying to think of the name.
Altered Carbon is the one I'm thinking of, where it's like you just, like, port into a new body.
Oh, no,
Bro, it's like, you know, like in a video game where you get, like, a skin and you look different? Yeah, it's basically like that. They just, like, upload you into a different person, and you're like, now I'm Asian, but I'm still Matt.
All right, Asian Batman, Bruce Wang. Here we go. More songs. Rhyme.
I know Batman. Y'all need to check that dude out.
What?
Chicano Batman, if you don't know. Oh, Google it.
I don't know. I do remember some Batman.
Chicano Batman's a musical group. Quite good. Okay. Check it out.
Definitely. You'll hear some Chicano Batman. Rhyme.
And treat it.
Of the country that are now instituting new mandatory mask regulations. Washington State and North Carolina among the latest. According to our new ABC News poll with Ipsos, 9 out of 10 Americans say they've worn a mask in public in the last week, but there's some partisan divide. 99% of Democrats compared to 79% of Republicans say they've worn a face covering. Matt Gutman is in Los Angeles with more on the mask division across the country. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, good morning, Michael. And somehow wearing a mask has become this political flashpoint, even though doctors at hospitals like this remind us that the purpose of these masks is to protect others from our germs. And that's one reason that an increasing number of governors across the country are making wearing these mandatory, as increasing number of their constituents are rebelling against it.
Are you going to allow the government to tell you you have to wear a mask?
You could call it a mask mutiny.
Wearing a mask can actually cause you to get sick.
Wearing a mask can actually cause you to get sick.
Yes, absolutely.
That claim may be false, but the growing refusal to cover one's face is triggering a crackdown.
I'm sorry.
On airplanes.
I don't like wearing a mask.
Well, I'm going to ask you to come off the aircraft.
American Airlines and now Delta confirming they've banned passengers for refusing to wear masks on board. And after scenes like these when Las Vegas reopened, Nevada's governor now making masks mandatory across the entire state, and he's not the only governor. Wearing a face covering in public, now mandatory in 18 states, it's a requirement that's making some people very unhappy.
You literally cannot mandate somebody to wear a mask.
In Palm Beach County, Florida, where a mask ruling just went into effect, residents up in arms.
The fact of the matter is, it's our bodies, it's our choice whether we're going to wear them, not wear them. You guys are overstepping your boundaries 100%.
And in Arizona, where they hit a record number of COVID hospitalizations this week, a councilman in Scottsdale under fire after appearing to mock the dying words of George Floyd and Eric Garner as he protested wearing a mask.
I can't breathe! I can't breathe!
He later apologized. And at this Trump rally, also in Scottsdale on Tuesday, the president's supporters telling me masks weren't necessary.
No, I don't wear a mask.
Bucka, 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 bucka. Ha ha. You know the deal. This is me, though. Beast by Supremo for all of my people, Negroes and Latinos, and even the gringos. Yo, check it, one for Charlie Hustle, two for Steady Rock, three for the fourth coming live, future shock. It's five dimensions, six senses, seven firmaments of heaven to hell. 8 million stories to tell. Nine planets faithfully keep in orbit with the probable tenth. The universe expands length. The body of my text possess extra strength. Power lifted, powerless, up out of this towering inferno. My ink so hot it burned through the journal. I'm blacker than midnight on Broadway and Myrtle. Hip hop passed all your tall social hurdles like the nationwide projects, prison industry complex. Working class poor, better keep your alarm set. Streets too loud to ever hear freedom ring. Say it back in with your sleep. It's dangerous to dream, but your chain cats get they chip. You dead now. Killing fields need blood to graze the cash cow. It's a numbers game, but shit don't add up somehow. Like I got 16 to 32 bars to rock it, but only 15% of profits ever seen my pockets. Like 69 billion in the last 20 years spent on national defense, but folks still live in fear. Like nearly half of America's largest cities is one quarter black. That's why they gave Ricky Ross all the crap. 16 ounces to a pound, 20 more to a key. A 5 minute sentence here and you're no longer free. 40% of Americans own a cell phone, so they can hear everything that you say when you ain't home. I guess Michael Jackson was right, you are not alone. Rock your hard hat black as you in the terror dome. Full of hard niggas, large niggas, dice tumblers. Young teens in prison greens facing life numbers. Crack mothers, crack babies, and AIDS patients. Young bloods can't spell, but they can rock you a PlayStation. This new map is whipping motherfuckers' ass. You wanna know how to rhyme, you better learn how to add. It's mathematics.
Mighty most definitely.
It's simple mathematics. Check it out. I revolve around science.
What are we talking about here?
Mighty most
definitely. It's simple mathematics. Check it out. I revolve around science.
What are we talking about here?
It's one universal law, but two sides to every story. Three strikes and you bitten for life, mandatory. Four MCs murdered in the last 4 years. I ain't trying to be the fifth when the millennium is here. Yo, it's 6 million ways to die from the seven deadly thrills. 8-year-olds getting found with 9 mils. It's 10 p.m. where your C's at. What's the deal? They on the hill pumping krills to keep their bellies filled. Lighting the ass with heavy steel. Sights on the pretty shit in life. Young soldiers trying to earn their next strike. When the average minimum wage is 5.15, you best believe you gotta find a new grind to get cream. The white unemployment rate is nearly more than triple for black. So frontliners got their gun in your back. Bump on the crack, jewel theft and robbery to combat poverty and end up in the global jail economy. Stiffer stipulations attached to each sentence. Budget cutbacks but increased police presence. And even if you get out of prison, still living, join the other 5 million under state supervision. This is business. No faces, just lines and statistics from your phone, your zip code, the SSI digits. The system break man channeling women in the figures. Two columns for who is and who ain't niggas. Numbers is hard and real and they never have feelings. But you push too hard, even numbers got limits. Why did one straw break the camel's back? Here's the secret. The million other straws underneath it. It's all mathematics.
Mighty most definitely.
It's simple mathematics. Check it out. I revolve around science.
What are we talking about here?
Mighty most definitely.
It's simple mathematics. Check it out. I revolve around science.
What are we talking about here?
Mathematics. Hey, alright, so the compression and expansion of the longitudinal waves caused the erratic oscillation, you can see it there, of the neighboring particles. Guess what is it? What is it?
Can I play with it?
No, you can't play with it. You won't enjoy it on as many levels as I do. I love the colors, children.
God bless the police, invisible marines. Stay isn't safe, and neither is me. We're the rats of experiment, suburban laboratory. We're the mice without the legs you attack at birth. Laboratory rats, this is the lab. Laboratory. Continue on, the aliens are having fun. Let's go a little bit on our own time zone.
chips, God bless our families. Science, bless our little pets, it's time to come clean. Laboratory rats, this is the lab. Laboratory. Laboratory rats, this is the lab. Laboratory.
Kind of beat the goal.
Tear gas has become a go-to way for police departments worldwide to try and break up a crowd. But there's a lot of confusion out there about these chemicals, what they are, what they do, and whether they can cause long-term harm. So we're going to talk about the science of tear gas. And look, we're not here to tell you how you should feel about these chemicals or their use in any context, but we can explain what is known about them and what isn't. Tear gases belong to a category of compounds called lacrimators. They're chemicals that irritate skin and mucous membranes and cause symptoms like pain, coughing, and uncontrollable shutting of the eyelids, and, well, tears. Though tear gases aren't actually gases. Instead, they're liquids or solids that are turned into a spray or cloud with solvents or smoking reactions. Their effects can incapacitate people or just be so overwhelmingly debilitating that people run away. Though they don't tend to last long, which is why these chemicals are used as riot control agents. Now, humans have used chemical weapons in some form or another for a long, long time. We found archaeological evidence of this dating back to the Roman Empire. But the modern concept of tear gas and its use by law enforcement
seems to have gotten started around 1912, when French police forces began using chemicals to incapacitate criminals. Then, shortly after that, came World War I, which involved the widespread use of chemical weapons, including noxious gases. And now, in 2020, most of these chemicals are banned from being developed, stockpiled, or used per an international agreement called the Chemical Weapons Convention. But tear gases are an exception of sorts. Most countries have agreed not to use them in war, but the CWC doesn't actually ban the use of tear gases domestically. So these compounds have continued to be manufactured and sold to law enforcement agencies around the globe. Today, there are a number of compounds that might fall under the header of tear gases. Some of the most common ones are as follows. CS gas, CN, which is actually the active ingredient in mace, CR,
see my hips, big hips, so cha. See my butts and my lips, don't cha. Lost a few pounds in my waist, oh yeah. This the kind of beat that go ra-ta-ta. Ra-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Sex me so good, I say blah, blah, blah. Work it, I need a glass of water. Boy, yo, 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 boy, yo,
baby.
it's a motor hole experience. Let it reply, you then drop that science.
Who's
my plan is thick like plaster. Busher, slasher, slit a nigga back like a Dutch master killer. Thou jumped off and killer, hiller. I was the thriller in the alley, Frasier Manila. I came down with fat tracks that combine and interlock, like getting smashed by center block. Bow, now it's all over. Niggas seeing pink hearts, yellow moons, orange stars, and green clovers.
Episode 224 coming at you. This is the Science Denier edition. A lot of science denying going on in the old society these days. The masks aren't being worn. People are rebelling. The corona is spiking. And yeah, man.
You know, it's funny to me, before all of the world went to shit and everything, I was visiting the Natural History Museum in the state of Texas, okay, in Houston, Texas. This is an amazing natural history museum, okay, because you got to think all the oil wells and everything that are out there, right? Like, they have full dinosaurs, like a warehouse of fully built dinosaurs. Like, it's crazy. Like, it's Jurassic Park of bones. And then there's also a section on human evolution, and there's an entire wall of, like, every skull through all the years and everything and how it evolved into a modern human. And in that room, there's a display with some Neanderthal and some, you know, Cro-Magnon and, you know, all that stuff. So what was really interesting was, as we're standing there and I'm showing my son and my wife and we're talking about all the different skulls and everything, right? This mom and her kids come in. And they're like, "Oh, whoa, look at those skulls, like blah, blah, blah." And she grabs the kids, kind of scoops them up and like is like hurrying them along through this area. And she goes, "Oh, kids, this is all make-believe. Like, you know, we didn't evolve like that. Jesus didn't make us that way." And just like pushes them through and like completely just denies the fact that this even exists.
That's the point of this episode. It's going to rock. There's so many good science tracks.
You're totally on board with that being a, you know, 10 million year old dinosaur, but you're not on board with the fact that we're a creature that evolved too? Like, what the fuck, dude?
Well, there's a similar, there's a, this like, I think it's in the South somewhere. It is a biblical amusement park, and they have a whole section saying that the dinosaurs were only 6,000 years old and like, and all this stuff, and it's got like fake dinosaur stuff to prove like,
I could
it's
only
in the
imagine,
Bible, like, right? Like, I don't know, dude.
Like the biblical theme park Splash Mountain, as it comes down to hit the water actually parts out of the way and no one gets wet.
Oh, there you go. Gotcha.
Yeah, it's called Moses Mountain.
Biblical theme park. I'd say it's a tax shelter, but we know they don't pay taxes. Fucking religious bitches. Yeah. Anyway, science tracks. That was the theme, and yeah,
I'll bet you all the food in there is like, you know, kosher deli sandwiches. And...
Oh, I'm sure there's a hymn on the bottom of every cup.
Oh, yeah. Well, I bet you they got an In-N-Out in there, right?
I know, right? Like, oh, wait, that's In-N-Out. And they won't allow, you know, gays or stuff or anything like that. I don't know. That's Chick-fil-A. Anyway, here we go. Wish we could hang out. God damn it. It's fucking bullshit. Man. I have been hanging with friends every weekend, though. I'm like, fuck it. partying.
just two people, you know. Right. As long as you're like,
distance.
I don't know,
yeah, of course. In the backyard, you know.
Being logical about it, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm not going to hang out in your house, you know?
Right. And I'm not going to like go over to somebody's house and hang out with them who's like a, you know, ER nurse in a COVID ward or something, you know, either, right? Like,
oh, yeah. Yeah, it's just it's funny, man.
So, I don't know. It's crazy, man. It's
this year is great. Like the longest year of our lives, dude.
it's super weird because it's like, I mean, it also feels like it's going by super fast, right?
Kind of.
I mean, it's like, what, March 148?
Yeah, I
or
know,
something?
Right?
Right?
Yeah, when everything just took a fucking nosedive.
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
So, yeah. I mean, so even though some of you may deny science, there is a fact of science that cannot be denied, that if you are born or if you live, you will die. And we're recording this episode on August 8th, the day Jerry Garcia died.
We won't play August 8th just because I respect Gower too much. But it's an amazing song by NoFX. Where the hippies
it's a beautiful
are
day. August
8th, the hippies
beautiful
are crying and yeah. You know. Shit. I don't hate the Grateful Dead that much, I guess. All right, here we go. Closing out the show. Thanks for listening. This was Science Deniers Rhyme.
And the Denial of Treason.
Reflection, horrified, and inside I can feel it, it ain't right, and I think I might have died. Just spotted, so I raised both hands, and God, it would be good if they could help me understand. Running towards me, and it's still pretty blurry, but I can tell they're all coming in a hurry, and I stand up. Ran off a little further so I can get a better look at whatever it is in my own sedative. Can't control it, but I'm running like a zombie. People all around me, and I'm thinking like the monster out. Side of me is so disturbingly distorted that your conscience can't afford to let it breathe, so it's aborted. Am I the product of a cloning gone wrong, created from all the breedings of a social crosswalk? A new civilization has been reborn. All I'm caused man to become deformed. Civilization has been reborn. The all I've caused man to become deformed.
Put one more arm up here. Put my head up here and fell asleep till about 9:30. The diagnosis that I received as soon as I got to the hospital was that congestive heart failure was working itself on me again. Yeah, right now I'm wearing this, which is called a life vest. It'll shock me and hopefully bring me back from the Matrix. I'm ready just to
get back to the stage. I miss that. I love traveling. I love being around my guys. And I want that back.
Ladies and gents, crystal-carrying pixie peasants and warriors, elders, ancestors, sons and daughters, lion-hearted kings and everything in between, take a seat, be witness.
You consider them kings, about to icing on cakes. Chariots cruise at tour the speeds. Lay your bifocals on royalties. Longer than Sears catalog, stern like matadors, infatigable actual LPs. Mirror the crimson tie, the color of the Rubik's. Them duplex views got your nose up. But cozy up to this warmth though, at long term frozes up. Your Jonas up, I get swallowed by the barracuda. Androids read raps off our phones. I choke the blood out of felt tips. Heavyweights up to the front if the belt fits. The wealth is like ivory toothpicks. One out of each tusk and muskets bust for each and every hiccup. Salute life when dawn breaks. Foreign colored faux mink lapels on these royalty capes. I repeat, salute life when dawn breaks. Foreign colored faux mink lapels around royalty capes. Royalty.
Secretly in cloud formations, waterfall rhythms from crowns containing galaxies, gems from past dimensions. A bond so strong, it has unbreakable status. Spits hieroglyphic scripture like a god from Atlantis.
Us three be the omega like fish oil. This royal right, we own no rentals. Owners of the Cape Express, human fresh from the mind. You ate off the plate of fundamentals. Knocked on every door of the country's red rugs will lay on floors we walk and etched in like testament. You find the atomic number 79 on furnace periodic tables we dine upon. Sitting on thrones getting blown to bits by a royal dime fillet of fine dining. News from the east, sire. Them east coast kings are still finding ways to stay on. Horns play on like a damn disease. We spread the words of Ramses and fry up the pan of these. Salute dawn when day breaks and give me my checks with the same first name as my cape. I repeat, salute dawn when day breaks and give me my checks with the same first name as a cape. Royalty.
We are an army of stars unleashed. The sky takes notes when we speak. Our capes move with the wind, cause of the wings beneath. This is royalty. The sky takes notes when we speak. Our capes move with the wind, cause of the wings beneath. This is royalty. The sky takes notes when we speak. Our capes move with the wind, cause of the wings beneath. This is royalty.
Nobody likes you, nobody cares. Nobody wants you, nobody cares. To extend a greeting, a connecting lens. Life is just a jaded game to them. They will give it a chance. But you know when I know that the galaxies are all water runs. And while I'm here on earth, I rejoice and swear to sleep on the street. Free on the
DJ Gower.
Whammy!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass, Paul!
Rhyme.
And treason.